Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Rov Kavua. This is the second shiur. In the first shiur, we saw the machlok between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and whether the choshish for the mute and your smasmich amid lechazoka, as the Meir holds, and the Chachamim hold that you're not choshish for mute and you're not smasmich amid lechazoka, is whether the Rov is mevatel the mute lagamri. According to Chachamim, Rov is mevatel the mute, merely not choshish for the mute, and you don't say smoch mute lechazoka. According to Rav Meir, there's still a mute, even after the Rov is greater than the mute. And Mimele, you can be choshish for the miut, and you can say smoch miut alechazaka. So that's what we saw. And now we're going to try to bring a makor for this from the Dagal Meravov, based in the Torah, from Rain Rabban of the Rosh Hashiva, Reb Chaim Zetzal. In the Rambam, in the fourth parak of Machol Asur Salacha Dalet, he says, you're not allowed to eat from an animal until the night of the eighth after it's born. Because otherwise, within the first 8 days, it has a nafel, it's like a nafel. You're not sure, maybe it's a stillborn, it's not a viable fetus, or whatever you want to call it, animal, baby, whatever. Ve'en lokan alav, and there's no malchus. There's no malchus, and you're not allowed to eat it, if it was shechted before the eighth day, but there's no malchus. And the mokos are showing amlil, nebrais, and Shabbos kuflamid hay, that after 8 days it's not a nafil, because you can bring a carbon from the eighth day, miyom shmini b'hol yaratzit the carbon. So the Rambam was a mechadish, that even b'diyevit, if a person was over and he shechted, it's aser ba'achil, it's just there's no malchus. So the mashmos halashan of aser ve'en leiken is that it's aser min ha-Torah. It says mefurish in the Magid Mishnah that this is an iser Torah misafik, and therefore there's no malchus. The question is, why do we consider it a safik iser? It's rubel ha-teira. Most animals are not nafils. So why, if he shechs an animal before the 8th day and eats it, why do we consider it an iser? Even though there's no malchus, we consider it an iser. Rove animals are not nafils, so it shouldn't be considered aser. Pesamech on the rove. Kasha of the two ashore is a stira in the Rambam. In Yevamis, we have in Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis, that if a child is a fetus after 30 days, is considered a viable fetus, he's not a nafil. But if he doesn't last 30 days, then it's a suffix. And it says that if a child is born within 30 days to a woman whose husband died, and now she might have to do yibum if the child is not viable, if it's not considered a viable fetus. So if the child dies within 30 days and she goes and she does kedushin, Ravina says that if she's an Eshes Yisrael, she should go ahead and do chalitza. She marries Yisrael, she do chalitza and go back to her husband. If she's an Eshes Koyein, that if she does chalitza, she's going to be usher to her husband. She doesn't do chalitza. Why? Because you're samech on the roiv, that the child wasn't a nafil. Even though within 30 days you're not sure the child wasn't a nafil, you could be samech on the rov, as Tosis says in Nida 44b. And so Paskins the Rambam, Hilchas Yibum 221. And so we see that min haTorah, it's not even considered a suffix. You're samech on the rov that the child is not a nafil. And therefore you're mekel be'eshes kohen, that she doesn't have to do chalitz at all. You assume that the child was a viable child, and she just remains with her husband. So if so, why do we consider it by behem? Why do we consider it a suffic nafil that he's over in Istaraisa? Shem Gamliel in the Gemara in Mesechus Shabbos equates din Adam and din behema. Behema 8 days, Adam 30 days. So just like Adam's 30 days, if he dies before, we can be samech on the rov. Why then don't we say that within 8 days we're also samech on the rov and he's not over an iser? How can you be mechalik between the two? The Dagal Meravava is miyashiv divrei Rambam based on Tesvis there in Yevamis and also in Nida Mem Dalet. This is Yevamis Lamed Vav, who write that Lamed Beis Nefalim have a mute the shchiach with davar hoivehu v'chein saber shem gamliel d'loy samchina be'ad b'zaharub v'chashin in the mute hamatzui. So, based on Tosfos writes that nafils are not a regular miut; they're a miut hamatsui, a miut that's shchiach. They're a more common miut, more significant miut, and therefore, Shem Gamliel says, "You're not samech on the rov; you're choshish for the miut hamatsui." Ayin sham b'divrayim. Dagal Meravava writes, according to this, we can be mechalek and be machmir by a behema more than by a yavama. Since it's Sufik Nefels and Mira Matsu, it's not shaykh to say that there's no mute. You can't say a Mira Matsu is mute command alesi, that there's no mute. And therefore, Gabe Behema, where there is a Cheska Sisser Shaina Zvucha, by Behema there's a Cheska Sisser. So what do we say by Behema? Smoch Miuta Lechazoka, Behabe Palgo Palgo. By Behema we say, let's be masmich the miut to a chazaka, and that'll be 50-50. And therefore it's a suffik min haTorah. Why is it a suffik min haTorah? Because there's a cheska sisser sheina zvucha, together with the fact that there's a miut of animals that are nephils. So Mimela, this animal can't be eaten. It's 50-50. You have rov that are not nephils, and then you have the miut and the chazaka that it is a nephil. The chazaka, shein ezvucha, and the miut of nephils. So it's 50-50, and it's a suffik menator mashen can be a vama, where there's no cheska sister at all. I don't understand why there's no cheska sister. She's a cheska sister lashuk. Akopanim, the Dagmar Vava says no cheska sister at all. There we can go after the rov. Vlados. There we go after Rov Vlados. And Rov Vlados are B'nai Kayama. And she's Muteris Lashuk. In other words, it's a Miura Matsu. And the question is there a Chazaka that goes along with it? That you're going to be Choshish for the Chazaka. So the Rambam says, if there's a Chazaka that goes along with the Miut, then it's considered a Safek Yisr Torah. But if there is no Chazaka that goes along with the Miut, like Yavama Lashuk, where there's no Cheska Sisser, all you have is the miut that she gave birth to a Nefel, and therefore she's still obligated in Yibum. There we follow Rov Lados, our B'nai Kayama, and she's Muteris Lashuk, and her marriage is a good marriage. That's the Chiluk of the Dagul Me'Revava. The Dagul Me'Revava is Machadish Echish Gadol Adina, Shebemakom Emiut Hamatsui. Even Lididan, we say Min haTorah Smoch Miut L'Chazaka Vavale Palgo Palgo. Normally, we don't say Smoch Miut L'Chazaka. That's a Rabbi Meir Dikavolt. But if it's a Miut HaMatsui, the Dog of Merivav is Mechadesh, that we say Smoch Miut L'Chazaka, Samech the Miut of Nefels, together with the Cheskas and Zvuch of the animal is a Chazaka of not being Shechted. And Mimele, even after it's Shechted, we say, we're not sure if the Shechita was proper. So Mele, we fall back on the Chazaka in Zvucha, together with the Miut of Nefils. And Mele, the animal can't be in, it's a Safik Yisr Torah. Mashen came when it comes to Yavama, there's no Cheska Sisser, all there is a Miut, a Miut and a Falam, and there you don't have to worry about the Miut Midai Raisa, you're okay. So the Biur HaDvorav, the Biur Dvorav Nirloi Markach, Shafilu Shebi'alnu, Ba'ashiur HaKudem, Shelefich HaChomim, HaGedr Shel Adin, Ba'achrei Rabim Lahatris, ובתורס בירו שעל ידי הרויב נסתלק הסופק, like we saw that according to the rabbis, the gather of the din of Acher Rabim Lahatos is a beru, that through the rove the sofek goes away. בכל מקום גם לשיטוסם מלבד דין בירו דרויב יש גם כן פסק דין של רויב, like Rav Meir holds בכל רויב, that even according to Shittas Chachamim, the Rov gives us a Beirur. Rov is a Beirur. But Rov is also a Psak Din. Like Rav Meir holds in every Rov. Every Rov Rav Meir holds is just a Psak Din. That's how we paskin, but that doesn't tell us the way it really is. According to the rabbis, it's no. The Rov is, if we view it halachically, it erases the Miut. We're not choshish for the Miut at all. So when we can't remove the suffix, there's a din of rov mitoras psak. In other words, the rabbis have two aspects to rov. Rov is a beirul, and there's also a din of psak. And if you can't be misalek, the suffik, you can't remove the suffik, in other words, if it's not a beirul, so there we have a chiddush din of roiv mitoras psak besuffik. Like Reb Meir holds it's a psak. B'chai gavna, and in such an instance, when we're in a case where it is a psak, the rabbis are moidit to Reb Meir, sai linyan damrin et smoch mitu lechazaka. And say that we choshish lemiut. We already find this yisodim in Rabbi Kiva Egel b'tinyana, who says these two dinim and rov, one to be mevar the suffik, the other if the suffik is a mesulik lagamre, then you file the rov, and as a din of psak and hagalei lechacha rov. That's Rabbi Kiva Egel in the Chubas and Kufches. And only k'sharov yesh bo din beirur v'siluk ha-suffik, to miyut a commander lese, vein mistapkin bo klal, hu de roiv odif mechazoke. And only when the rov has a din beirur, only when the rov is misalik the suffik, there we say that the miyut is commander lese. So the chiddush of the dogo meravove is, shebe miyut ha-motsui v'dobra ha-hoive, the roiv can't be mevarir, can't be misalik the suffik. And you can't say miyutu commander lese. And nevertheless, the rov is effective. It's out of din shel psak ve'anhoge. Shebezeh ein chiluk im ha-miyut u-miyut ha-matsui olo. It's a din to paskin like the rov. Again, if it's a miyut ha-matsui, then the rov is not misalik the suffik. It doesn't remove the suffik. But if it's a miyut ha-matsui, what does the rov yes do? It allows us to make a psak din of rov. And for this reason, there's a chiluk between a behema and a yavama, lahavdil. That by Yavama we pass in Shemuteras Menat Torah B'loi Chalitza. Why? Because we're somich on the Roiv Vlados B'nei Kayom Aninu. Most Vlados are viable. Even Keneged Miyut HaMatzah Yidin HaFalim. You can pass in with the Rov even against the Miyut because it's a Psak Din of Rov. Even though there's a Miyut HaMatzah. However, B'Behema Loi Sagi B'hach Din HaDoroiv. This rov is not enough to be to paskin based on the rov. Why not? Because there's also a psak of chazaka. So against the rov, you have the chazaka together with the miyut, and memela you have to be choshesh for the miyut. So that's why the Dagul Meiravova says that that's the chiluk in the Rambam between the Yibum case and the animal case. In the animal case, if it dies for 8 days, so we say there's a chazaka together with a mir, it's a mir amatsui of nefalim, together with the together with, there's a miyut hamatsui, together with a chazaka. By the behema, there's a miyut hamatsui plus chazaka. So miyut hamatsui plus chazaka, so memeli you have to be choshish. And that's why if you eat the animal within 8 days, when shechtel in 8 days, it's suffik yisur Torah. No malchus, but it's suffik yisur Torah. Hashenkin, when it comes to the yavama, by her, you have a Mir HaMatzah and you have a Rov, you have a Psak Din of Rov. That when she gave birth and the child died, Rachman HaSlam, for 30 days, it was a viable child, and therefore you can file that Psak and she can remain married to her Kohen husband. Doesn't have to do Chalitza. My Shein Kain, by the animal, you don't only have a Psak Din of Rov, but you also have a Chazakah. Together with the Miyut, you have a Chazakah. So a Miyut together with a Chazakah is a competition for the rov. So you have to be choshish misafik. Maybe the animal was a nefil. Because of mir ha-matzah even a falim, together with the fact that it's a cheskesein of zavuach. That's because the mir ha-matzah, it's on the rov here, is only b'toras psak. And ma'ashen came when it comes to the yavama, there you have a mir ha-matzah, but then the psak says to follow the rov, but there's no chazaka with it, so you can follow the rov and say the child was a viable child. So this is a makor to what we saw in the first year, that We say that if it's a miur hamatzoi, it's not shaykh kamiut to command the leisa. We said was the pshat in the machlokes between Rabban and the Rameir is do we say about miut command the leisa or not? And the nafkamina would be when we don't say about the miut command the leisa. If we don't say about the miut command the leisa, you're metchashev. You take the miut into account, and it's gonna change the halacha. So if it's a miur hamatzoi, since we don't say miut command the leisa, Rabban and Amoedit Rameir that you choshish for the miut and you can be mitzarif to the chazaka. So that's why when it comes to Yavama, Chumra, she should do Chalitza, because you're Choshish for the Miur HaMatsui. If she can't, she can't, by Inesh's Kohen. That's why by the animal, we're dealing with it with a Safik Yisud HaRaisa, because there we have a Miur HaMatsui together with a Chazaka, and made it to Safik Yisud HaRaisa. But in both cases, we're dealing with a Psak Din of Rov. We're not dealing with a Rov that's Misalik the Safik, because the Miur HaMatsui. So maybe you have to be choshish for the miut. Either do chalitza if she's an eshes Yisrael by Yibum, or to be smoch miuta chazaka in the case of the animal, and the person's over in Yisrael Raisa freeing the animal that was shechted before 30 days. So that's a pile ploistika raya for our yisod, that when it comes to that the machlokes to Rameir and the Chumim, is whether miuta command the lesse, the miut is completely erased. And the male, the rabbis would agree, if the miut is not completely erased, you are mitchashev in the miut. Like in the case of Miur HaMatsui. So Rabbi Isai, Farshtetzuch, Kamuvan, Sheze lo mematzeh et hanoseh, yesh lanu od harbe ma'le daver. Ze kuntras aroch ksat, ume'aneg me'od. Az tamid Torat Rabbeinu Chaim, ze pashut chikoy mamtakim v'kula machmadim. Az ma sheni mevakesh me'akahal hakadosh, ze pashut leisha'er imanu, ונראה ונשמע עוד ועוד נפלאות רבות מתורת השם. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום בלי נדר נמשיך.